It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. And that brings us Megan Huffman from Greater Lynchburg.
Yeah.
Oh, she's connecting.
And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, of course.
And she is a connector. She's in the process of connecting right now.
She's in the waiting room.
Yeah. And she will pop on in mere momentitos.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact. But we've got Charles Johnson and Rob Campbell joining us from the James River Association. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Definitely our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Much appreciated.
Absolutely. So as mentioned off air, this is your busy time of the year.
You got it. Yeah, the weather gets warm, the water gets nice, people want to get on the river. This is and come hang out. This is our time of year.
Nice. Well, tell us about James River Association, and then we understand you have an upcoming event, and we can talk about that too.
Sure. Yeah. JRA here in Lynchburg. We've been here, I guess, going on about 10 years, a little over 10 years out of our Lynchburg office. We've really expanded over the last few years. We're, of course, over here in River's Edge Park, right across from downtown Lynchburg. We get the beautiful, iconic view of the city every day.
I love that.
We're sitting in a fantastic, fantastic new renovated space that we have here. Thanks to our friends at the Greater Lynchburg Community Trust and with the Century Fund, we were able to get over the mark to get our new facility up and running here in Lynchburg recently. So we're really, really excited to bring this new place on board for people to come out and experience the river.
That is fantastic. And you're hosting groups and organizations and students who now get the opportunity through the expanded facility. They get to really experience everything that the river has to offer, and they learn some things too.
Yes, it's phenomenal. We have students coming from all of our counties surrounding the greater Lynchburg area, Campbell, Bedford, Amherst. Today, we actually have students coming out from Bedford County. So really looking forward to all that. But it's just an amazing space to host all of our students.
That is fantastic. And it is. It's a tremendous view and just a wonderful facility. So tell us about, you have an upcoming event on June 1st?
Yeah, we got coming up on June 1st. It's a Celebrate the James. We're hoping this is the first of an annual event that we hold every year. And we basically just want to get families and folks down by the river to enjoy this, not just the beautiful facility, but the wonderful space that we have down here along the James River, and provide it for another conduit to connect folks to the river. But we'll be having bateau rides, canoe and kayaking, some live music, some fly fishing demonstrations, maybe a silent auction will be there too, and some nice food trucks too to kind of keep people satisfied while they're here. So just a fun day and an afternoon along the river here where we can try and get people immersed in anything they want to have a good time by the James.
Well, that is really, really cool. So what time does that all get started?
It kicks off at 10 in the morning. We'll be rolling on until the later afternoon, until about 3 in the afternoon. We'll probably have some folks hanging around a little bit after that, too. Hey, really just mid-morning to mid-afternoon.
Hey, Rob, do people have to sign up ahead of time or anything, or can you just come?
It is a free event. However, the bateaus and the kayaking is a signed up event. We do have limited space for those offerings. So if you do want to get in on those, you need to sign up in advance, or we can sign up here when you get here. But the admission is free to the event.
Great. Great. Okay.
Tell us about, now you guys were a recipient of the Century Fund from the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and that is a $100,000 fund. It's very transformative. Tell folks that might not be aware, because we're all in the know, but tell folks what all did that mean and what did you do with it?
Sure. It truly it got us over the hump for this facility. We were in the midst of a fundraising campaign to try and get the funds up to get the building completed to the way we had dreamed it up. We wanted to make sure we were able to have every single feature that we had in the original design. Because really all of those things just went to not only showcasing the facility, but showcasing the river and allowing this space to flow right into our educational work, but also just any of the connection work that we do with getting folks to the river. So the Century Fund, without it, we wouldn't be here in this nice, beautifully open air facility with all this going on, with all the beautiful gazebos that people are able to experience. And really, it gave us three different locations to do our education work, which is kind of at the core of what we do here. So we've got three different separate education areas that now are also three separate areas for the public to enjoy when our education is not going on. And it's just really been a fantastic addition to really give a lot more people that opportunity to get that good view of the city of Lynchburg.
Well, fantastic. Well, Megan, thank you for joining us. Did you have anything that you wanted to add? Because I know that these folks have some time constraints.
Yes, I just wanted to thank Charles and Rob for being on today and for promoting the event on June 1st. We're going to put that in our newsletter this Thursday and make sure people have all the links to sign up. Also wanted to thank them for their contribution to the paddling and canoeing convoy leaving from Monacan Park on Thursday morning with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation ceremonially handing off the Bald Eagle Island. JRA is going to be bringing out some canoes, so we really appreciate that for your contribution. We love to be in spaces where nonprofits are working together, leaning on each other, and helping one another out. And so thank you for it's all about preserving and saving and celebrating the river and our natural resources. So really, really excited about that and appreciate JRA being part of such a great part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation's legacy.
Absolutely.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah, very well said. Go ahead, Bill.
Rob and Charles, tell Nat Draper I missed him this morning and tell him hello for me.
We definitely will.
We will.
Thanks.
For sure.
Thanks. And I'll be out there Thursday morning and maybe see you guys if you're there.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing you.
Sounds good.
All right, folks. Well, again, thank you so much. Check out James River Association. If you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org, you can find the link. Just type in James River Association and you will learn everything about that organization, what they do. Do you need any volunteers or anything, guys, for your event or just ongoing?
Yes, so we're always trying to find volunteers to engage with in a variety of our events. We are also hosting summer camp this year. We have 6 weeks starting June 3rd, running all the way to July 26th. So in a variety of capacities, we can use volunteers for things like that or our educational-based events or coming out and helping us weed and maintain this beautiful space that we have out here.
Okay. So folks, you can also find volunteer opportunities as well. Just click the link and follow that to James River Association's website and look at Share Greater Lynchburg for opportunities for volunteering with all kinds of organizations and very interested in your summer camps as well. Always looking for something for the kiddos to do. What age ranges do you work with?
Yes. So we work with 8-year-olds to 13-year-olds. So that's about a rising third grader to rising eighth graders.
Okay. All right. Great information. And we'll pass that along. Hopefully we can get some kids out to enjoy the river.
And Mike, I just wanted to say that we've launched our summer camps page on the top of our homepage. You'll find a banner that has all of our local summer camps and you can find JRA's camp through that link. And they did say that there's still some spots remaining. So jump on those because I know camps are all filling up very quickly.
They really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good information. And again, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for all of that. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We understand you've got a class starting in about a minute, so we'll let you guys go.
Great. Thanks, appreciate it. Thank you all.
Absolutely.
You
thank you.
Thank you.
So, Megan, how are you?
I'm well.
that's good. I don't want to ban them. I almost hit the ban button.
Don't ban them.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
So, hi, Megan.
Hi, sorry I was late to the call. I had a new phone and I could not get it to link, but I'm here now.
Well, your new phone, I think it's working just fine.
Yeah, it's working.
Oh, it
now.
Is. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on with Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Well, as I mentioned, we have the opportunity for neighbors to come out and paddle with us on Thursday morning, starting at 9 o'clock at Monacan Park. It looks like the weather's going to hold out for us, which is great. This is an opportunity for any neighbor who likes to be on the river in canoe or kayak form to come out and celebrate the handoff of GLCF's member ownership or management of Bald Eagle Island, which was a gift to the foundation, over to the Central Virginia Land Conservancy. And so we have a lot of media coming. We're really excited about this this wonderful opportunity. We're going to be leaving from Monacan Park at 9, so we recommend people arriving about 8:15 or 8:30 to get your watercraft into the river. You can also do stand-up paddle boards. And like I mentioned, JRA is bringing about 20 different canoes, which I think we have about five that have been claimed so far. So that means that there's still a few more canoes if you just want to show up and be part of this day. We would love for that. We're also working on the final decision making around the spring grant cycle and the Century Fund for this year. So you heard a little bit about how James River Association used that transformational gift to complete a capital campaign that they had been working on. And that's the kind of project that we look for. And the committee is just working on finalizing that. So that all that information will be coming out in June as far as, you know, close to $1 million is going to be announced in June, coming out to our various nonprofits. So we're really thrilled about that opportunity. That's all made possible by our local community members. So you can learn more at Greater Lynchburg or LynchburgFoundation.org.
Okay, and there it is up on the screen. We'll link that in the comments as well, folks. If you'd like to learn more. Again, visit LynchburgFoundation.org. And if you'd like to learn more about the Share Greater Lynchburg, go to ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Busy day today?
Yes, headed off to Miriam's House Luncheon. We have a celebration for the Ginger Paris LCS Education Strings Fund this afternoon. And just a lot of great things happening in our community this week.
Absolutely. Well, we are looking forward to all of it, and we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to stop in each and every Tuesday. We learn about an area nonprofit, still 176.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 176 nonprofit organizations are on the Share Greater Lynchburg platform. If your organization is not on the Share platform, you need to be on it. It's absolutely positively free, and it is a kind of a one-stop shop for all things nonprofit in our area. If you have volunteer opportunities, if you have needs, you can post them up on the site. If the volunteer is at the board level, and you guys have so many different things that folks can learn, different lunch and learns and all kinds of networking opportunities for nonprofit organizations and volunteers to get together. It's just a tremendous platform.
Thank you. Thank you. We're so happy that so many people are utilizing it for good. And almost every day we see a different volunteer opportunity activated from the site. So we know it's spreading and it's doing great work in the community. And we hope that nonprofits continue to use it as a great tool.
That's fantastic. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
See you, Megan.
It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned.